Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve.
Therapy Thursday with Dr. Stephen Craig. He's a psychologist from Birmingham. He's got a book, so that makes him an author. He's got kids. He's got a wife. That makes him a dad, a husband. He's, like, awesome all the way around. And no Allison today, so he is... He's free to actually do his psychology without being encumbered by someone who thinks they're a psychologist.
You mean only one person who thinks they're a psychologist?
Oh, yeah. Cause,
sorry.
Because I never do that. Well, never. All right, I'm going to read the email because I want to hear what Dr. Steve has to say. And if you've been in a situation like this and you want to offer some advice to our listener, that would be great. The number for that is 313-298-9630. Blaine and Allison, I really need Dr. Steve's advice. My husband and I have been married for 9 years. We are in love and happy. At the beginning of last year, I noticed our finances were just not adding up. My husband and I make great money, and we've always been able to keep up with our bills. But when my credit cards were declined and I was overdrawn all the time, I asked my husband about this, and he constantly reassured me that everything was okay. Then he confessed he'd been on drugs. He'd been using drugs, cocaine and pot, for over a year. I was devastated beyond words. We immediately got him into a program, and he has worked very hard. He's clean and has been for about 11 months. I'm very proud of him. The big problem is that during this time, he spent so much money that he has put us in horrible debt. We have cut back on spending and downgraded what we can to try to save money. But I'm so angry at him. I feel betrayed, stupid, and hurt. I am constantly worrying about money and his health. I feel like our lives have stopped. We fight sometimes, and I feel sad and angry all the time. I want us to get counseling and ask him many times to do marriage counseling with me, but he is reluctant. He wants to move forward. But how do I do that? How do I get past this? And I'm going to keep her anonymous. 313-298-9630. I think she has a really valid point. And I can't remember what I wrote back to her, but I think it was something along this line. He owes you. You stood by him. You could have bailed. You could have walked, but you didn't. And he owes you. The very least, he has to realize that this was not just him. This was you. This was the kids. This was the whole family that went through this, not just him. And you have not completely healed from this experience. And to do that, at the very least he can do is a little marriage counseling. So 313-298-9630. I think Dr. Steve just gave me the award for probably winning Therapy Thursday just based on the look on your face.
It doesn't take much for you to think you won.
Jeez. Yeah, well, I usually feel that way. Yeah. We are getting a couple calls. While we wait for the calls, Joe, do you have an opinion on this?
There has to be some type of counseling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing you can't undo that easily by saying an apology.
Right, right. Okay, Dr. Steve, go ahead and say your part here. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I got three things to say with this. Number one, you can't move forward when you haven't finished it yet. And that's what he's saying.
Right.
So I'll explain what I mean by that. And two, there's way more damage done than just the drug use. So there's the collateral damage of the money lost, the relationship damage, the emotions that went on, the trust issues, the lying. All of that also occurred in the thing. And three, there's a much bigger underlying problem that has to be dealt with, which is he's saying when you start to abuse drugs like that, that's always a sign of, I don't want to actually deal with life. Right. I'm not going to deal with things. And here he's saying, no, I'm cured, but I don't want to deal with things.
Right.
So it's the same thing. So you actually haven't changed anything.
Yeah.
And that's what she has to get him to see, to get him to understand.
So he really isn't cured,
to me, so to speak. Right. To me, it's like the person who goes to the doctor and has a lung cancer, a tumor on their lung, who then announces that they're going to quit smoking and that they're cured.
Yeah. Well, you still have lung cancer. Yeah.
Right. You still got a tumor. There's so much more you got to clean out here, you got to do. But people do this all the time. And what the conversation I had with her is, I mean, she's the victim of this, but she has to understand that people who abuse drugs and alcohol need an enabler in their lives. Mm-hmm. They need someone who goes along with their stories.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get this to occur right now, and she's stuck in. She feels the pull of it, but she doesn't know what to do about it. And what I mean is she's trying to say, how do I just move on?
Right.
She recognizes she can't, but she's sliding into the enabler world. So if he won't go to therapy, she should go. Because we would talk about the fact that there is all these other problems I just mentioned. And it's not your job to look the other way for those, because then the underlying problems in your marriage are still there and yeah. with him.
Yep.
And she's got to deal with that, and she's got to get him to see that.
What if he never goes to therapy? Does she say, okay, I'm out? I mean, do you draw your line in the sand?
Well, it's never quite that simple, because they have a long relationship. There's many things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens typically is if he doesn't go, this thing just sits in there, and she begins to realize it more and more. It becomes right. a bigger problem.
And it becomes a wedge between the two of them in their relationship.
Like my cancer example, the tumor's still there.
Right.
And it will continue to grow. And she has to get him to do that. Or, again, it shouldn't leave today, but in 2 or 3 or 5 years, the relationship is a mess.
Right.
And that's what has to be fixed.
Okay. Callers, we don't have time to grab them. Thank you very much for calling. I do want to just say what they have on the screen. Heather, take it one day at a time. Maureen says the very least she needs to go herself. I agree. Peter in Detroit, he needs to own up. He needs to go to counseling.
Yep.
So I think we're all on the same page on that one. And hopefully this helped her out, because, you know, this is very damaging. This isn't just a, oh, I broke my leg, I got a cast, and now I'm all better kind of thing. This is about trust. This is about ongoing, when you leave the house today, do I know that you're going out there and doing good things instead of bad things?
That's right.
And representing our family and not screwing our family over at the same time.
That's right.
Dr. Steve, you can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.